So arriving in meditation together, finding a comfortable seat, setting up the body for some time that you give of stillness. Setting aside the movement and the work and figuring out your heart mind that has filled the day. If it feels good to close the eyes, let them close. If it feels good to keep them open, keep them open. The senses don't need to close off to the world at all, and they don't anyway. But we can begin with the gesture of letting the world be, the world around us, the sounds, the smells and tastes, the images, letting them be without needing to celebrate them or complain about them, or even track them closely. There's a resting at the center of the world that we come into when we take the seat for meditation. Well, finding that seat. And then it's not that there's the world out there and the body in here, but the body is the world, part of the world, how we perceive the world, completely embedded in the world, with only the most permeable of borders to the world, the skin, the various membranes, the energetic field around the body. And so there's a coming home to the body, but there's also the letting the body be. Just as we let sounds come and go, we understand that sounds and images and scents are not ours to control or own. Really just the same, the sensations of the body and the moods of the heart, they come and go based on the situations we find ourselves in. They're not really ours to control or to own. And so we can let them be. And so that means there's sensation present, and there's mood present, feelings. They don't need to be complained about or celebrated or engaged with or pushed away. But there's a being with, a being here with everything. As the body finds stillness, relaxing through the body, and relaxing particularly the impulse to move or adjust, Of course, moving and adjusting is fine. It's more about finding the sense of doing less, of relaxing more deeply into stillness. Letting the breath move in the body in a way that's conducive to relaxing more deeply. Whether that's deeper or softer. As you have a sense of the body present, open, and relaxing, bring the same intent to the mind, present, open, relaxing. This same intent to embrace stillness and relax easefully into stillness. The practice of relaxing the impulse of movement is the same in the mind. Softening or relaxing the impulse toward further thinking. So that you can notice the impulse that comes before a thought train and not pick it up. Or if you find yourself having picked up or jumped aboard a train of thought, just jumping off. Because there's a joy in stillness. In the mind, that takes effort to arrive at, but once you're there, can be palpably delightful. So, our practice in meditation is to learn to delight in this inner stillness. To learn the pathway back to it when we lose it. And to fall in love with it so deeply that we long to rest there more and more. We make the path to that inner stillness more and more well traveled until it's close at hand anytime we choose to turn toward it and rest there. We'll practice together in stillness for a while. Bringing the attention back if it's wandered away, coming back to the sense of the body full with sensation and aliveness, but resting, close our meditation with the homage to the Buddha three times. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa.